This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The latest transcripts from closed-door testimony in the House impeachment inquiry ties U.S. President Donald Trump more closely to the allegation that he held up military aid to Ukraine in exchange for investigations of his political rivals. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Former National Security aide Tim Morrison told lawmakers Ambassador Gordon Sondland informed a senior Ukrainian official that U.S. military aid might be freed up if Ukraine's top prosecutor would go to the mic and announced that he was opening the Burisma investigation. Burisma is the Ukrainian gas company where former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter served on the board. Morrison says Sondland also told him he was discussing the Ukraine matters directly with President Trump. Morrison's testimony contradicted much of what Sondland told congressional investigators, and Sondland later amended his testimony. Both are scheduled to testify publicly this week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters have set fires on bridges leading to Hong Kong Polytechnic University as they try to keep police from advancing on them. Police had shut down access to the area en masse earlier Sunday in an apparent attempt to surround protesters. The U.S. and South Korea say they are postponing joint military drills. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the move is an act of goodwill toward North Korea. The joint announcement was made in Bangkok at an Asia Defense Ministers Conference. At least 7 people were killed and 8 injured on Sunday after a gas pipeline exploded in Bangladesh. A witness says the injured were taken to a hospital and the death toll could rise as some were in critical condition. Syrian opposition activists say airstrikes on a rebel-held village in the country's northwest killed 5 people. Sunday's airstrike hit a village in Idlib province, the last major rebel stronghold in Syria. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader is backing a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protests over the weekend. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blamed thugs for damaging property in protests that left at least 2 people dead. Venice is facing another exceptional high tide on Sunday after its worst flooding in 50 years on Tuesday. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Despite sunny skies, the city remained on edge due to possibly more wind-propelled high tidal waters. Luigi Brugnaro, the city's mayor, estimated damages from the flooding would reach at least $1.1 billion. The flooding has left Italians exasperated at the incompletion of the city's long-delayed Moses Flood Defense Project. Completion of the multi-billion euro project, under construction since 2003, has been delayed by corruption scandals, cost overruns, and opposition from environmentalists, worried about its effects on Venice's delicate lagoon ecosystem. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The World Health Organization is calling for stricter regulations on the marketing and sale of e-cigarettes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Health officials are increasingly worried about the risks posed by e-cigarettes as reported cases of deaths and illnesses from these devices spread from the United States to Europe and beyond. The World Health Organization says it is disturbed that vaping devices continue to be marketed as products that are healthy and that can wean smokers off their nicotine addiction. Vaping is an extremely profitable growth industry. The number of people using vaping devices has increased from 7 million in 2011 to 41 million in 2018. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain's Prince Andrew has given a rare interview discussing his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and allegations he had sex with a teenage girl. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Britain's Prince Andrew has categorically denied having sex with a teenage girl. In a rare interview aimed at drawing a line under a scandal over his ties to US financier Jeffrey Epstein.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
Virginia Giuffre says Epstein, who killed himself in August while being held on federal sex trafficking charges, kept her as a sex slave, and that she was forced to have sex with Queen Elizabeth's second son in London, New York, and on a private Caribbean island between 1999 and 2002. He also cast doubt over a picture showing the prince with his arm around Giuffre's waist.
Because I have no recollection of that photograph ever being taken.
Andrew said Epstein's behaviour was unbecoming, but that his relationship with the financier had provided opportunities as he transitioned out of the Navy.
That is Reuters' David Doyle. And in Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.